It's Meeker Extreme here on my podcast. Also, check me out on YouTube at Meeker Extreme and my Facebook page, Meeker Extreme. You know what? YouTube. I don't understand why they made the changes, like, was it a year ago or so, or a little longer than a year, of you need 1,000 subscribers and you need so many views per, like, 3 months or something like that. Those are the requirements to be monetized. I think it's utter BS. And the big channels, surprisingly, don't really talk about it because it doesn't affect them. They don't think about it. But think of all the money that is tied up on YouTube that they owe people because they changed the game mid-play. They all suddenly said you need 1,000 subscribers. Well, what if you had 300 subscribers, you had $80, and you were almost to that $100 mark, and now they took that away from you because you couldn't hit your $100 mark because there's no ads. So that's, well, there's ads, but they're not paying you for those ads. So they're running ads on your video, but they're not paying you for those ads. And then, you know, you got $80. Well, how many people did they do that to that have $2, $10, $20, $50, $80? Imagine if you had $99, guys. $99 tied up on YouTube. And you don't have 1,000 subscribers, you lost your interest to make videos. That's the type of interest I'm talking about here. I'm talking about you just don't want to make videos anymore because you only have 300 subscribers. To get 700 more is a very long reach, and it might take years to get. And then you still need the views to be monetized. So do you have the views? That's another concern. So YouTube really F people on making money on YouTube and a motivation to keep making money, but they kept the money that was owed to these people. You were owed $99. You were owed $10. They changed the game mid-play. When you change a contract, they should have paid everyone out, started the slate clean, and said, okay, well, now you can't earn any money until you hit that point. I'm sure in the back of their minds or somebody's mind, some innocent person, you know, with nothing thinking bad things was like, well, you know, they'll make money as soon as they get motivated to make it, hit that 1,000 and hit the views and all this and that. Well, that's fine and dandy, but I bet the real reason was like, hey, we can keep these multi-million dollars. Maybe it's 20 million, maybe it's 100 million. We really don't know, people. How much money did YouTube lock up with changing the rules? And we can make interest off this money. We can reinvest that money. And there's probably a percentage. They knew probably a percentage of people would walk away. So it's money eventually they'll probably just absorb and we'll never have to pay out. They'll probably say, hey, we need to close these accounts at some point because, no, no activity. You only have 10 videos. Well, you probably have more than that if you were making money. You probably have like 100 videos, but you haven't done anything in the last 5 years. Or maybe it's 10 years down the road or whatever. They'll blow those channels away and wipe the slate clean with that money that's there and just keep the money, absorb it, which they already have. And they've been collecting interest and or making it work for them because it's tied up. And I find that pretty disgusting, and no big channel is going to talk about it, and it doesn't affect my channel because I have 3,400 and some odd subscribers, and I get money every month, but and I have the views, obviously, because I get money, but, you know, what are these little channels going to do? I think it's probably criminal, and I think there's probably should be a class action lawsuit against YouTube. Oh, but it takes a person to start that. So maybe somebody listening to this podcast will say, you know what? I am owed $20. So what you should do, I'm not a lawyer, but what you should probably do is reach out. There are class action law firms out there. Do a Google search, reach out to them, say, this is what happened. I'm just a little guy. I have $80 tied up. And they did this across the board to everybody. How many multi-millions, hundreds of millions of dollars are possibly tied up? We don't know. I mean, that law firm is going to at least find that out. Because if it's a legit thing and they think they can make money off going after YouTube, they will make money to go after YouTube and say, hey, we got this class action lawsuit. And they're going to start hunting down people. And they're going to get people that say, yeah, I got $10 tied up. I got $80 tied up. I got $99 tied up. Because they wouldn't pay out because they changed their the term of the contract that I signed up under right before I was to be paid out. You know, I would have been paid out the next month, but they changed it. And you know there's people like that out there, and that's pretty disgusting. I don't know what YouTube is thinking. They should pay people out. It's not the really incentivizing anyone to create videos. I know more people that have walked away from doing YouTube videos because of this stupid change that they implemented. And I thought we would see something, or they would end up paying people out, but nothing. So I figured I'd make this podcast to talk about it. If you're looking to get into YouTube as a career, then you probably should look elsewhere, because YouTube can change their game at any moment. They don't care about you. They don't care about anybody. It's all about the money. And obviously, it's a company. They're going to care just about the money. But as I said, YouTube doesn't care about you, and they might change the game on you mid-game, and that's not cool. You sign up under one thing, and then they change it, and you're owed. You think you're owed. I don't know what I would do if I was in one of these channels' positions. I mean, $10. What are you gonna? Are you gonna really hire a lawyer for $300, $400, $600 to go after YouTube? Probably not. It takes a special type of person. So I think the amounts were small enough that they knew this, and they knew a percentage of people, A, would walk away, forget the money. B, probably everyone would never complain. And if they did get a complaint from maybe a person, maybe they do pay out. Maybe you just, you know, contact them in a letter saying, hey, you owe me $80 because you changed your contract. Maybe they'll pay you out. Maybe they won't. And if you have a friend that's a lawyer, maybe they'll for free at least write up something and send it, you know. But that's a small percentage of people that would have those resources available to them to go after YouTube in some minor way that doesn't cost anything. You know what I would do if I was in this predicament? I would just contact some class action law firms and just let them know of the situation, and they might pick it up. Maybe they get rich. Maybe you'll just get the money you're owed. I don't know how that works. I'm not a lawyer. But guys, it's disgusting that YouTube did this and it's going unchecked. I haven't heard anything about it. My channel's small, but my fear is, what if they change the game again and now it's 5,000 subscribers? Well, I don't have 5,000 subscribers, but I get, you know, $300 a month now. So now that's locked up because you change the game. Well, they're $100 minimum, so maybe I would get paid out anyways, but you know, it's one of those iffy things. They just change it on you. So guys, take care, be careful, and just do YouTube as a hobby and as something interesting. Don't take it too seriously, at least at the beginning, until you're established. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.